Human influence on the climate system is clear. This is evident in most regions of the globe. A new assessment by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, concludes. It is extremely likely that human influence has been the dominant cause of the observed warming since the mid-20th century. The evidence for this has grown, thanks to more and better observations, an improved understanding of the climate system response, and improved climate models. Warming in the climate system is unequivocal, and since 1950, many changes have been observed throughout the climate system that are unprecedented over decades to millennia. Each of the last three decades has been successively warmer at the Earth's surface than any preceding decade since 1850, reports the summary for policymakers of the IPCC Working Group 1 Assessment Report, Climate Change 2013, The Physical Science Basis, which was approved on Friday by member governments of the IPCC in Stockholm, Sweden. Observations of changes in the climate system are based on multiple lines of independent evidence. Our assessment of the science finds that the atmosphere and ocean have warmed, the amount of snow and ice have diminished, the global mean sea level has risen, and the concentrations of greenhouse gases have increased, said Chin Dahe, co-chair of IPCC Working Group 1. Thomas Stocker, the other co-chair of Working Group 1, said, "Continued emissions of greenhouse gases will cause further warming and changes in all components of the climate system. Limiting climate change will require substantial and sustained reductions of greenhouse gas emissions." Global surface temperature change for the end of the 21st century is projected to be likely to exceed 1.5 degrees relative to 1850 to 1900 in all but the lowest scenario considered, and likely to exceed 2 degrees Celsius for the two high scenarios, said co-chair Thomas Stocker. Heat waves are very likely to occur more frequently and last longer. As the Earth warms, we expect to see currently wet regions receiving more rainfall and dry regions receiving less, although there will be exceptions, he added. Projections of climate change are based on a new set of four scenarios of future greenhouse gas concentrations and aerosols, spanning a wide range of possible futures. The Working Group 1 report assessed global and regional scale climate change for the early, mid and later 21st century. As the ocean warms and glaciers and ice sheets reduce, global mean sea level will continue to rise, but at a faster rate than we have experienced over the past 40 years, said co-chair Chin Dahe. The report finds with high confidence that ocean warming dominates the increase in energy stored in the climate system, accounting for more than 90% of the energy accumulated between 1971 and 2010. Co-chair Thomas Stocker concluded, "As a result of our past, present, and expected future emissions of CO2, we are committed to climate change, and effects will persist for many centuries, even if emissions of CO2 stop." Rajendra Pachauri, chair of the IPCC, said, "This Working Group 1 summary for policymakers provides important insights into the scientific basis of climate change. It provides a firm foundation for considerations of the impacts of climate change on human and natural systems and ways to meet the challenge of climate change. These are among the aspects assessed in the contributions of Working Group 2 and Working Group 3 to be released in March and April 2014. The IPCC Fifth Assessment Report cycle concludes with the publication of its synthesis report in October 2014. I would like to thank the co-chairs of Working Group 1 and the hundreds of scientists and experts who served as authors and review editors for producing a comprehensive and scientifically robust summary. I also express my thanks to the more than 1,000 expert reviewers worldwide for contributing their expertise in preparation of this assessment," said IPCC Chair Pachauri. The summary for policymakers of the Working Group 1 contribution to the IPCC Fifth Assessment Report and the full report is available at www.ipcc.ch. Jonathan Lynn, IPCC, Geneva.